Chapter 2 addresses this idea, showing why it is useless for discussing spiritual issues. Chapter 2 also looks at the similar God-gene argument proposed by molecular biologist Dean Hamer, chief of gene structure at the U.S. National Cancer Institute, in a recently published book, The God Gene: How Faith is Hardwired into Our Genes. Hamer believes that humans, a bunch of chemical reactions running around in a bag, are governed by their DNA. Like Alper, he claims that human spirituality is an adaptive trait, a trait that promotes survival and the ability to produce fertile offspring. We will see why it makes no scientific sense to speak of a God gene. Chapter 3 examines the claim of Jeffrey Saver and John Rabin of the UCLA Reed Neurologic Research Center and others that there is a God module in the brain. Such a module, they say, accounts for religious visions, feelings of ecstasy, and related phenomena. Some scientists have focused on epilepsy to research this idea. Villanur Ramachandran, director of the Center for Brain and Cognition at the University of California at San Diego, raised the stakes by suggesting that his 1997 study had discovered a God spot or module in the human brain that could underpin an evolutionary instinct to believe in religion. Popular media, the scientific community, and the academy have been attracted to this idea that religious belief was somehow hardwired into the human brain in such a module. My research shows that Ramachandran's findings simply indicate that the temporal lobes and the limbic system are involved in spiritual/mystical experiences. They do not mean that these areas create the experiences all by themselves. The spiritual brain demonstrates the role of a number of other regions in the brain. Chapter 4 reviews the work of Dr. Michael Persinger, a neuropsychologist at Laurentian University in Sudbury, Ontario, who has invented a helmet called the Octopus, or God Helmet, that allegedly induces spiritual/mystical experiences by electromagnetically stimulating the temporal lobes of those who wear it. The problem with this research is that, as was shown by the famous experiments conducted at the Montreal Neurological Institute by Wilder Penfield, it is not possible to consistently generate a specific type of experience by stimulating the human brain. Chapter 5 addresses a key question: what is the mind? The materialist view, which is a central dogma of current neuroscience, holds that the mind is a delusion created by the brain.